For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Matthew from Clearview is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning. Good Monday morning.
Good yes. Monday morning. Matthew, were you by chance listening on Friday to the men's room at 5:40 for that cheat sheet?
I was not. I don't need it.
Oh.
I like it. Man of integrity and confidence.
Well, Steve, on that note, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
Yeah, silver, white.
White, yes. How many tablespoons are in one cup?
Tablespoons. 8, 16, no,
16,
12?
Yes. Who played the title character in Django Unchained?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. What German composer wrote Ode to Joy?
Mozart, Beethoven.
No, yes, Beethoven. In what 70s year did the Mariners join Major League Baseball?
75, 6, 7.
77, yes. The two bones in your forearm are the ulna and what?
Thurman.
No.
The radius.
Yes. What drink is sometimes called the Green Fairy?
Green tea.
No.
I pass.
Yellowstone Lake is the largest naturally occurring lake in what state?
Wyoming.
Yes. Which TV show used Joan Jett's bad reputation as its theme song?
TV show, bad reputation. I don't know. Boy Meets Girl.
No.
Doogie Howser.
No.
Will Smith.
No. In what part of the former Soviet Union did the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occur?
Russia.
No.
Ukraine.
Yes. Danny, yeah. Can I accept it?
Nah. Sure. Why not?
All right. That means that you got 8 correct, which is a very good score.
I think that Steve's going to beat him anyway. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here he is, but is he ready? Yes. What color are the stars on the American flag?
They are white.
They are. How many tablespoons are in one cup?
How many tablespoons? 16?
Yes. Who played the title character in Django Unchained?
Oh, crap. Samuel Jackson?
No.
I can't think of who it is. Pass.
What German composer wrote Ode to Joy?
Beethoven?
Yes. In what 70s year did the Mariners join the MLB?
1977.
That's correct. The two bones in your forearm are the ulna and the what?
The Vona?
No.
The Lona?
No.
The Bona?
No. What drink is sometimes called the Green Fairy?
Absinthe.
It is. Yeah. Yellowstone Lake is the largest naturally occurring lake in what state?
Wyoming.
Yes. Which TV show used Joan Jett's Bad Reputation as its theme song?
Love this show, Freaks and Geeks.
Yes. In what part of the former Soviet Union did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
Russia.
No.
Ukraine.
Yes. Steve Miggs, who played the title character in Django Unchained? Last Call.
I can't think of it. I can't think of his name. I'm going to be, this is going to cost me the game. I know it too.
Well, you got 8 correct, which is a tie.
Oh my God.
8-8.
Good game, Miggs.
You too, my friend.
Good
great
game, Matthew. That was very impressive.
So what's the answer?
The answer is Django Unchained.
Oh, wait, does Danny know it?
Isn't it Jamie Foxx?
It is Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And then
I would have guessed so many different actors and never even gotten around to that.
The two bones in your forearm, our friend Matthew knew, are the ulna and the radius.
Oh. How did he know that?
Maybe he's like, you know.
Smart?
Yeah, smart. Yeah. If you think you're smart, you can also head to the Rock Shop at KISW.com because that is the place that you can pick up the brand new I Beat Migs t-shirt at KISW.com. They are one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball right now. Our Seattle Mariners have won 4 straight series, Steve Migs.
Yes.
And we've got Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, on to talk about this exciting momentum. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. How's it going?
I may have to apologize every time we have you. I feel like the worst thing you ever did was give us your number, because yesterday I was so fired up about the Mariners winning. I'm in the middle of Easter dinner with my family. I'm like, I need to text Gary to see if he wants to talk to us about this.
Did you at least give him a happy Easter first, Steve?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did, actually. Yeah, that was very nice of you. No, I love it. It's great. I mean, it couldn't be better. Things are going so well. They've won 9 of the last 12, 4 series in a row, as you point out. And Cal Raleigh had his fun in Toronto, as he usually does. I'm surprised that they keep letting him back in the country. I'm sure they'll at some point, but it's been super fun so far.
Dude, I mean, the bats are alive, but the legs are alive, too. This team is stealing bases, hitting home runs. Who is this team?
Yeah, they've been, it's really fun. It's a kind of a rare combo. Usually, when you see a team that bashes a bunch of homers, they don't necessarily steal a bunch of bases, and usually it goes the other way as well. But this team's pretty unique in that regard. They've been super aggressive on the bases. It's really paid off. And especially in this recent stretch, they've hit a ton of home runs, which is great. I mean, it does help that Cal is hitting a home run nearly every day, so that really helps the cause. That probably won't last the rest of the way. I mean, he's going to hit a ton, but he is on just a special kind of home run binge right now, which is, it's ridiculous to watch, because it's at the point where every time he bats, you expect him to hit a home run because it's what he's been doing. It's wild.
And so can you explain maybe to us, like, I love baseball, but I'm not like, you know, I don't know all the X's and O's and understand a lot of this stuff. So maybe speak to me like I'm a 5-year-old in the sense of, with this torpedo bat, Cal is using it for one side of the plate, but not the other. Wouldn't you think if it's giving him success, why isn't he just using it all the time?
Yeah, so it's a little in the weeds, but he uses a different weight from one side to the other. So the weight currently with his torpedo bat doesn't match what he wants from the other side.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of funny to think about, because when switch hitters, they have two different swings, and oftentimes they'll use two different bats. You know, the weight isn't that much different, but it is a little bit different. So we'll see if he gets a torpedo from the right side, because I would say the torpedo bat from the left side is working pretty well right now. Well, although he had a home run from the right side yesterday. And honestly, the way he's swinging right now, I think he could bring a toothpick to the plate. I don't think it would matter. I think he could hit with anything.
If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Gary Hill Jr., broadcaster for our Seattle Mariners, who are just absolutely on fire right now. Obviously, we're talking a lot about Cal Raleigh and just his standout performance this season. But Gary, is there somebody that has kind of surprised you, maybe a little bit unexpected, who's really kind of risen to the occasion so far this season?
You know, I think I put Jorge Polanco in that group. Mm-hmm. He, you know, had a rough season last year, especially with injuries with the Mariners. He's always been a really good hitter, a really professional hitter, and he is off to a great start this year. He's had a really nice bounce back, and he's been in kind of the middle of everything so far offensively, which is great to see. And I think we have to tip our cap to Dylan Moore, who's off to a great start this year. If you want to know who has the most home runs against left-handed pitching this year. It is not Aaron Judge. It is Dylan Moore, who has more by one than Aaron Judge. He is just off to a great start this season, and that's kind of what you need. If you're going to have a team that goes to the postseason, you're going to need contributions up and down. You're going to need some guys to pop that maybe you weren't expecting, and so far they've had some of that up and down the roster, which is great to see.
Which is nice, because when you think about, like, there are some players on the team that are we're still kind of waiting for that, you know, I mean, Julio's not, I mean, you know, he's very streaky, and as we've learned over the last couple of years, but, like, you're still waiting for him to all of a sudden start shining, and when that happens, man, that's just great news for Mariners, and Luke Raley as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right to point that out, because, you know, the baseball season is so long, you're never going to have everyone going at one time, and like, Polanco's great right now, but he's not going to keep up what he's doing. It's just, it's impossible. But as he kind of regresses to the mean a little bit, that's when you're hoping Julio and Raley takes off. So you're hoping, like, you have three or four guys hot at a time, and then maybe a couple other contributors for a week or so. That's just kind of how baseball works. So you're hoping Julio and Raley in particular start to pick it up. Raley had a nice home run back home in Ohio, which was great to see. And, you know, Julio's been hitting the ball hard. It hasn't necessarily shown up in the surface numbers, but hopefully that will follow.
And we're talking with Gary Hill Jr., broadcaster for the Seattle Mariners. I have to talk about, I think he's my new favorite Mariners player. I almost need to get his jersey. You have to tell me a little bit about the backstory of a man by the name of Rowdy Tellez, who I knew nothing about until I heard you talk about him on the game, and then he hits a home run or a grand slam. But he just looks like your quintessential, like, beer league softball baseball player. Like, he just kind of has that vibe to him. Tell me about this dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's been around. He used to play for the Blue Jays, funny enough. And he actually hit a home run the first game of the series off the guy the Blue Jays traded him for, which I thought was pretty sweet revenge.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So he had three home runs in the series against the Blue Jays. Just a big, fun guy. I don't know if you saw the collision at first base. He was playing first, and the Blue Jays base runner ran into him full speed. I'm not sure Tellez felt it at all, but the Blue Jays runner did. It's like he just ran headlong into a wall and just was splattered on the ground. And Tellez was like, did somebody touch me? What happened?
Just dust his knees off.
I didn't feel anything. And he's down on the ground. I mean, he's been super fun. He had a really great series. He's got a lot of power. He struggled last year with the Pirates to start the year and then got hot. So you're hoping that maybe we're going to see one of those stretches here, because, you know, the plate appearances are there at first base. He's going to get the opportunity. So if he's hitting like he did in Toronto, that's a good sign for the Mariners.
Well, I feel like if we need him for dingers or for shotgunning beers, he's our guy.
Yes. Or both. You know, yes. Had a dinger, shotgun a beer, you know, whatever.
Gary Hill Jr., thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk a little Mariners baseball. Obviously, the buzz is real, and this is our year for sure. People can follow you on Instagram at Gary Hill Jr.
Yeah, anytime, super fun. Yeah, text me again, holiday or not, whenever, it's fine.
All right, I'll text you later today.
Mariners play tomorrow afternoon in Boston against the Red Sox at 3:45. Gary, we'll talk to you soon. Go Mariners.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, Coachella was going down, and there's some beef between one iconic rock band and a pop singer. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Coachella was happening over the weekend, and there was some drama.
So it's like this, it's two different weekends. So it's
yes.
Like, but a lot of the same artists performed, like I think Lady Gaga performed on both of them. So
correct.
Okay, so in case you miss it, you can go to this one.
Apparently so. Charlie XCX is at the root of this drama. She was wearing a sash that said, "Miss should have been a headliner," and apparently felt that she kind of should have been there in that position instead of Green Day.
What?
So Green Day decided to have
Danny's
some fun.
Pissed.
Right? So then Green Day decided to have some fun with it. Trey Cool, he was wearing a sash that said actual headliner.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
And then Billy Joe Armstrong took a hat off of someone in the crowd that said Brat. That's Charlie XCX's album is called Brat, and there was Brat Summer and all this stuff. He was wearing a Brat hat to kind of have a little fun with it.
I don't blame them. I mean, also, I'm like, we're freaking Green Day. Like, of course we're going to headline over you. Mm-hmm. Or am I crazy for not? I mean, I don't know. Look, I can't name a single Charlie XCXC, whatever the name of her.
XCX
song. But, I mean, you can't deny that Green Day should be playing after you.
Well, many people had opinions online about this, Steve Miggs, so let's go straight to the comments.
And we figured who better to read it than a true music legend. Elton John.
Perfect.
So Elton John is reading some of these comments about Green Day getting the headline over Charlie XCX. Of course, it's Robot Elton John. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right.
Only dorks like Green Day and dipshits like Charlie X, whatever the f*** her name is. Listen to Bob Dylan if you want to hear real music.
Okay.
Wow.
To that person, I would be like, why are you even on social media?
How did that even get into their algorithm?
Right? Like, of all artists to tell people to go listen to because you think Green Day sucks, Charlie XCX sucks, listen to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
Watch the movie. Get educated.
Mm-hmm.
Tree Cool is like 60 years old. At one point, does he stop going by that stupid nickname?
Okay, they're like 53.
And it's Tree Cool. Come on.
Ding dong.
Robot Elton. Learn how to pronounce his name.
Imagine the sheer audacity you must have thinking you're bigger than Green Day when most of America can't even name a single song of hers.
Can you?
I think there's one called 360 or something 360.
Okay,
don't know.
Danny, can you name a Charlie? I okay, yeah, here's 360.
Yeah, 360.
Don't worry, Danny, I found the radio edit version. Danny got very nervous because I don't know, is she a potty mouth kind of?
I would, maybe.
Aren't they all
she's
these days?
Brat.
I think Charlie XX, that should be potty mouth, but XCX, probably not so bad. I'd rather have Green Day headline.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Green Day may be overrated, but who the f*** is Charlie XCX?
Kind of a lot of us old folks on social media. Probably these comments are coming from a Facebook post.
Yes, 100%.
That's the older skewing crowd.
These are not from TikTok.
As much as I hate Green Day, he's right. But also Coachella's stupid anyways.
That actually was from Danny.
Oh.
Okay, we got one more comment from Robot Elton John about this beef or stupid beef between Charlie XCX and Green Day.
What's funny is neither are good enough to be headliners, lol.
You know what the funny thing is, though? I had these conversations, maybe on that level, it's a whole different thing with egos. But on the local level, to me, headlining was the worst spot. I don't know how it was for you, Danny, when you were playing in bands. But like, I mean, the first time you find out you get in the headline, you're like, there's almost like that little bit of an ego boost. You're like, yeah, we're the freaking headliners, baby. And then you realize when you're done, everybody leaves. And now it's just that awkward stick around, tear the gear down. You don't get to kind of bask and ride that adrenaline high. It's like everyone's gone. Being the second to last to me is like the best spot.
Especially local. Yeah, we had a band that was touring, and they weren't like well known, but they were like, we're on the Warp Tour. We should be the headliners. And my friend Chris, we're like, no, like, you don't understand. Like, the local band that we're putting on after you is going to have the draw.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we want to be the headliners. So we're like, fine.
All right. Knock yourself out.
Put them on. And everyone left after the third band. And they never played Albuquerque again after that because it was like, they were so mad about it.
Their feelings hurt.
Hey, come on, guys. Figure this out.
Plus, I'm always thinking, like, yeah, we could get done. We could go still hit the bar, hang out with people, maybe sell some merch. It's even like that with wrestling. Like, I've noticed how many similarities with what I'm doing with the independent wrestling is with music. At first, when they're like, you're the main event, I'm like, yeah.
That's right.
The main event. This is big time. And then I realize once it's over, everyone's gone.
Oh.
I'm like, I'd rather be first. Get my gear off, hang out with people, have a good time.
That's
the strategy. In the moment. Yeah. So these, if I was like Charlie XCX, I'd be like, I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
She learned her lesson.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of Coachella, it marked the return of everyone's favorite adulterer, Dave Grohl.
Wow.
He did something really cool. We're going to give you the scoop when we tell you what's trending after Sublime. We know that for many of you, you're just starting your morning, you're sipping on coffee, and you're trying to make sense of the world and pop culture. Has a lot going on right now, Migs. We're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Pope Francis has passed away at the age of 88, and he made an appearance yesterday on Easter.
He wasn't planning on it because his health has been really bad, but then there's like thousands upon thousands of people, which I never would think that would be a destination thing to go. I don't know if party's the right term, but to like
party with the Pope,
celebrate Easter by going where the Pope is. So maybe he like pop his head out and wave at everybody. But he did just that.
He did. And I learned today about, I was today years old and I learned about the Pope Mobile. I didn't know it was a thing. I feel like an idiot.
And people have been texting him. They're like, how does Taryn not know about the Pope Mobile? This has been going on forever. Now, apparently it was started because of, I think it was Pope John Paul. If I remember correctly, someone texted about it, but I think it was Pope John Paul. That was, there's an assassination attempt back in the
crazy
day. And Pope John Paul II, somebody tried to murder him. And so they built this Pope Mobile, which is like a strange looking car with like a bulletproof glass enclosure so he could still stand and wave at everybody.
I wonder, how often do they like put a new one together?
I don't know. Just based on some of the pictures I saw, it didn't look like they updated a lot.
No, it looked like they were mostly like Mercedes. You know, that was the model or whatever. But it's pretty cool looking. I would drive a Pope Mobile.
The current one is a plug-in hybrid, from what I heard.
Are you serious?
No. Oh. I have no idea. No idea whatsoever. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Coachella because earlier we mentioned how Green Day performed and they were in some silly beef with Charlie XCX, whatever. But also making an appearance, a surprise appearance, was Dave Grohl. He impregnated four people.
Oh, God, Steve.
On stage?
Yes. That was his performance. He just brought people on stage and boom, another baby. Boom, another baby. No, he didn't. The Foo Fighters weren't there. But LA Philharmonic was there. So the big orchestra.
Yeah.
They were doing a performance. I feel like they get like these random orchestral things for like people who are just tripping their faces off. And then Dave Grohl jumped up on stage and they did a Foo Fighters song. And it's kind of cool. Have you heard it?
Yes, it's awesome.
Danny, have you?
Nope.
All right, we'll see what you think.
I would have been more in for him impregnating people on stage.
Really?
That's terrible.
This is not terrible. This is awesome.
I think it's terrible. Rad. It almost sounds like a theme song for like a game show.
Yeah, that's why it should not have happened.
See, this sounds like the moment when the drugs kick in and you think you're seeing a Foo Fighters show, and then you find out you're actually just watching an orchestra perform it with Dave Grohl. Here we go. How about this part, Danny?
Okay,
you're listening to the same thing? Taryn was like so into this, and I'm just like, what is happening?
This is the first time that Dave Grohl's performed any Foo Fighters songs since all the controversy.
You know, maybe you should stop.
He's just tiptoeing back in, real slow, like.
In a roundabout way, that's kind of how I think he's doing it. Like, he did the Nirvana thing. Mm-hmm. Now he just did this thing as well. Probably made a lot of people at Coachella happy to see him. I mean, there's no blueprint. There's no, like, book on how to recover from awful PR that happened for him, but I feel like he's not forcing his way down all of our throats. Just leave it at that. Sorry.
Lady Gaga also performed two weekends in Coachella. The second weekend, she had a mic failure issue during one of my favorite songs of the current day, Abracadabra. But she did do a handheld mic and apologize for everything that happened.
I'm sorry my mic was broken for a second. At least you know I sing live.
Like 95% of the Coachella performers are now mad at her for saying that.
Oh.
I got a feeling there's a lot of like pre-recorded stuff there.
I like that there's just Coachella beef to, you know, to deal with today. It's great.
All right, one more time. Maybe we could get Daniel like this. Well, we just got a text someone said, I'm with Danny. I'm a dude, and I'd rather Dave Grohl impregnate me as opposed to listen to that again.
Hey, me too.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
There is another opportunity for a rockaholic to call up and try to take you down, Steve.
Let's go.
His record is 115 wins, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.